Hello and welcome to some breaking news here on the Eidetopod. I'm your host, Casey Grove. This Monday morning saw a huge lead change in the 2019 Eidetorod as the team of Girdwood musher Nicolas Petit has completely stalled on the coast, allowing Bethel's Pete Kaiser, the race's current leader, and at least three others to pass him. And as we're efforting audio from down the trail and still putting together episode 13 of season 3 here, we thought we needed to quickly break this breakdown down or something. Petit headed out of Unalakleet after several hours rest on Sunday, a couple hours ahead of Kaiser, Yor Olsen, and Jesse Royer, who blew through that checkpoint. And Petit was the first to Shaktulik about 8 p.m. on Sunday, stopping just a few minutes. It all fell apart a couple hours later. The GPS tracker at Eidetorod.com showed Team Petit's speed slow way down before fully stopping short of a shelter cabin he was probably aiming for, and he and the dogs had to camp out on the sea ice. That was definitely not according to plan, and the Eidetorod insider crew, a videographer with them, talked to Petit early Monday while his dogs continued to sleep. It sounds pretty windy out there, so be prepared for that, but again, here's that interview from Eidetorod Insider at Eidetorod.com, used with permission.
You're at the kind of the point where last year, you know, things went wrong last year, right?
Right about here. Past year. Yeah. But yeah, something about right here, huh? Maybe that's something else that day that's in there too, you know? A little residue from last year. What's up ahead? But they also, they know where the cabin is. I'm really surprised that they didn't just go for the cabin.
So
I don't know what the hell's exactly going on, but we'll see if these dog teams coming by wake them up at all. Because they don't want to. Like, they're all fine. They all ate good. There's no orthopedic issue. It's just a head thing.
How are you doing?
Well, I am moving. So I'm not doing that great.
This point on Norton Bay where Petit has stopped, still as I'm recording this stopped, is not far before the spot where his team veered off the trail last year, just long enough for Olsen to slip past and win the race. Petit had been doing some long runs prior to all of this, definitely from Caltag to Unalakleet, and it appears the dogs may have quit on him out on the sea ice. From Shaktulik to Koyuk, it's bleak, flat. Petit got to it in the dark, and like the Eidetorod says, quote, dogs are put off by the white expanse and won't go or will try to turn back. Every year, teams stall here. Some drivers are able to get their teams going after a rest, and some can get their leaders to follow another team across. Some have to scratch. This is where a coast leader is invaluable. Those are leaders used to running in this environment and who aren't fazed by winds or wide open spaces. Petit, looking at a replay of the GPS tracker, really tried to get his dogs going as those other front runners were passing him, but they were going very slowly. Here is more from Petit, though, out on the sea ice, again from Eidetorod Insider and Eidetorod.com.
And I told him, I always communicate with them, and they know what we're up to. So I told him, we're in cabin, you know. And then young dog started. He went to poop or pee or something, and Joey was behind him, and he's been kind of picking on him through the trip, and he got a hold of him at one point. Well, he jumped on him while he was on the ground, and I yelled at Joey, and everybody heard Daddy yelling, which doesn't happen, and then they wouldn't go anymore, anywhere. So we camped here, and we'll see what happens. I really don't like any of that.
Well, we're still waiting to see what's going to happen with Petit, whose team has not really moved most of Monday. And we'll have a full episode of the Eidetopod coming up. I'm your host, Casey Grove. Thanks for listening. Please stay tuned.